You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to maintain the repo rate at 6.5% for the ninth consecutive meeting, citing persistent food inflation as a key concern. In the third bi-monthly monetary policy review for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shantikanta Das said, quote, "The Monetary Policy Committee met on 6th, 7th and 8th of August 2024 after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial conditions and the outlook. It decided by a 4-2 majority to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%," unquote. Moving on, Airtel Payments Bank on Thursday said its net profit for the June quarter rose 41% year-on-year to Rs. 7.2 crore amid uptick in digital savings bank accounts alongside other digital offerings, announcing its consolidated report card from the first quarter ended on June 30, 2024. Airtel Payments Bank said it has hit a significant milestone and that, in a first, the bank's quarterly revenue grew to Rs. 610 crore, up by 52% on year. The net profit stood at Rs. 7.2 crores, up by 41% year-on-year. In another development, markets regulator SEBI has amended alternative investment fund norms specifying maximum permissible limit for extension of tenure by large value funds. In a notification, SEBI said a large value fund for accredited investors may be permitted to extend its tenure up to 5 years. This is subject to the approval of 2/3 of the unit holders by value of their investment in the large value fund for accredited investors. The extension in tenure of any existing scheme of a large value fund for accredited investors will be subject to such conditions as specified by the regulator. The move is aimed at providing clarity to investors in large value funds for accredited investors about their investment horizon. Moving on, the Indian government is not considering any relaxation in the tax demand it sent to Infosys last month, according to a government source. The tax demand is in accordance to the goods and services tax rules, and the country's second largest IT services firm has sought 10 days to submit its response after meeting tax officials, the source said. Shares of Infosys, which were up 1.6% before the news, amid a broader market rebound, briefly trimmed gains to about 0.3% after the news. They were last up 1.2%. India sent a tax demand of over 320 billion rupees to Infosys related to services received by the company from its overseas branches between July 2017 to 2021-2022. Meanwhile, Raymond Limited on Tuesday released its fiscal first quarter earnings with Q1 profit recorded at Rs. 57.04 crore, up 26.7% in comparison to Rs. 45.02 crore reported during the corresponding quarter of FY24. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 937.65 crore, posting a growth of 98.1% as against Rs. 473.37 crore during the same quarter of previous financial year. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 101.3 crore. The company said that its real estate and engineering business recorded consolidated quarterly revenue at Rs. 998 crore, posting a growth of 93% as compared to the same quarter of previous financial year and an EBITDA of Rs. 162 crore. In Q1 FY25, the company achieved a strong booking value of Rs. 611 crore. In other news, India's export of petroleum products in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year, 2024-25, increased marginally by 1% to 4.9 million barrels per day against 4.8 million barrels per day in April to June period of 2023-24, as per data from energy cargo tracking firm Watexa. In July, however, the total exports of petroleum products increased by 4% to 1.27 million barrels per day against 1.22 million barrels per day registered in June. The country's top destinations for the exports in July were Southeast Asia, Europe and the Middle East. While exports to Europe surged by 26% last month, 2,66,000 barrels per day, supplies to Southeast Asia slumped 9% to 2,54,000 barrels per day compared to the previous month. Lastly, the demand for luxury homes in India is rising rapidly. According to the most recent data from Anarock, approximately 32,200 housing units were sold in the NCR during the first half of 2024. Of these sales, over 45% were in the luxury segment, while 24% were in the affordable segment. In contrast, back in 2019, luxury home sales accounted for only 3% of the total, with affordable housing sales making up 49%. The total sales figures show that around 14,630 luxury units were purchased in NCR during the first half of 2024, compared to approximately 1,580 units in the entirety of 2019. Additionally, about 7,730 units were sold in the affordable segment in H1 2024, in contrast to around 23,180 units sold in 2019. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.